Where Love Begins, written by Judith Herman and read by Lucy Price Lewis.
It's like this. Stella and Jason meet on an airplane, a propeller plane, not a long flight. Stella was coming from Clara's wedding. She caught the bridal bouquet. That's probably why she's so distraught. And she had to say goodbye to Clara. That's why she's feeling so forlorn. It was a beautiful wedding. From now on, Stella is on her own. Jason was coming from a construction site. He was laying tiles. That's why he's so dusty. And he worked all night long, driving to the airport at the crack of dawn. That's why he's so tired. The job is finished. He'll be looking for a new job. Fate, or whoever, has seated Stella next to Jason. Row 7, seats A and C. Stella will save the boarding pass for many years. For many years. Jason is sitting by the window. The seat next to him is empty. Stella's seat is on the aisle, but in spite of that, she sits down next to Jason. She can't help it. Jason is tall and lean, unshaven. His black hair is grey because of the dust. He's wearing a rough woolen jacket and dirty jeans. He looks at Stella as if she'd taken leave of her senses, looks at her angrily. She startles him. So direct, so unceremonious. Nothing that could have been dragged out. If Stella hadn't caught Clara's bridal bouquet, jasmine and lilacs, a luxuriant abundance tied with a silken ribbon, she wouldn't be so breathless, glowing cheeks, a shocking lack of detachment. Stella. My name is Stella. She says, I'm afraid of flying. I don't do well flying. May I sit next to you, please? Could I just stay here, sitting next to you? It's the truth. Jason's expression changes. It doesn't exactly soften, but it changes. He says, you needn't be afraid of flying. Please, sit. My name is Jason. Sit down. Stay. The plane rolls down the runway, gathers speed, takes off and flies. It flies up into the pale, distant sky, breaking through the clouds. The earth below them, an earlier life, are left behind. Jason's hands are dirty and stained with paint. Turning the right one palm up, he holds it out to Stella. Stella puts her left hand in it. His hand is rough and warm. He pulls her hand towards him and puts it in his lap, closes his eyes. Then he falls asleep. Later, this will be like an omen. Stella could have figured it out back then. She is afraid, and Jason sleeps. Sleeps even though she is afraid. But he would say he slept so she could see that being afraid was absurd. Back then, she didn't understand this. As the plane lands, he opens his eyes and smiles. Such very dark eyes, almost black, with a faraway look. But he is smiling. He says, see, Stella, you made it. He now takes her hand into both of his, and then he kisses her hand, the back of her hand, hard and sure. Will we see each other again? Stella says. Shall we see each other again? Yes. Jason says. He says it without thinking it over. Yes. Stella writes her phone number on his boarding pass. Then she gets up and flees. She climbs out of the plane, down the metal stairs, back to Earth, without looking back even once. It is cool. Raining. Impossible to know how it will go on from there. Jason phones 3 weeks later. Stella never asks him what he did during those 3 weeks, what he was thinking about for so long, what conclusion he finally arrived at.